I can't stop eating these cinnamon school book cookies from Trader Joe's.
They're good stuff, right, man?
I can't stop.
They actually had a display of this over there at Trader Joe's, like literally like front row,
yeah,
with like applesauce and stuff for like, because it's going, it's back to school time.
Yeah.
And then we've also got this Be Happy peanut butter, using it to dip that as well. But yeah, I guess we're going to start this episode off by talking about food. Specifically, the way I want to start it off is, like, you know when you have food right before bed, and it causes you to have, like, really weird dreams? So, you know the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise?
Yeah. I've never played it, but I know what it is.
I was watching a video on it the
other day. It's like a horror Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, pretty much. I was watching that episode, just a show about it, right before I went to bed, right after having... What did I have last night? Oh, yeah. Qdoba, like, spicy queso and chips. So, like, sometimes I notice that when I eat spicy food right before bed, I'll have very vivid dreams. But, I specifically remember, like, so it was technically a nightmare to start off with because I was back on the cruise ships. So I was on this cruise ship, but this was like a really cool, like massive kind of cruise ship. Like probably, I wouldn't even call it a cruise ship, more like a space station.
Yeah.
That there was this, so it's a massive, massive ship, and it has this one haunted teddy bear that'll follow you around, and if it gets you, it kills you. But the only thing that deters it is if you make eye contact with it, kind of like in the Five Nights at Freddy franchise. Not entirely like the way it is there. But I remember finding, like, some of my coworkers from IKEA throughout the ship, just talking to them. I was like, hey, have you seen the haunted teddy bear? They're like, what are you talking about? Why aren't you enjoying your vacation? I'm like, I can't. I'm on a cruise ship. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, you know that I've worked on a cruise ship before. And I go to one of the attractions on the cruise ship, which this is dream logic, so don't think too much into it. But so this attraction is literally like experience. It's like a planetarium kind of thing, but it's an experience planetarium. And they have this globe that you can walk around that is literally the size of Pluto. So I'm just walking up ceilings and enjoying low gravity on a Pluto planet, and I see the fucking thing. I see the teddy bear, and somehow or another I pull out a plasma weapon of some kind, and I point it at it, and it watches, like, it literally, its head tracks me as I run past it, and I look around, and it's right on my tail. And again, this is like a globe that I'm running around in. So I'm running around, which doesn't make much sense how this thing is following me. It's a dream, and then I wake up.
Okay.
And then I had, like, I remember I was some sort of, like, hero in there, because there was this cute girl that I was talking to. So the thing was, is it was, like, my first dream I had a really cute Asian girl that I was talking to. Don't remember anything from that. Then the next dream that I had, there was another cute, like, blonde girl that I was
also... You don't like blondes.
That's the
You know
thing.
It's a dream.
I know it's a dream, because I don't like blondes, and all of a sudden it's like, there's this really good... cute blonde who's flirting with me, and I'm like, yeah, this is definitely
definitely a dream.
So that's what woke me up.
Girls flirting with you, please.
Yeah. So yeah, a girl flirted with me, and I was like, this does not seem correct. And then I woke up, and it was like 6 in the morning.
I've been binge watching Parks and Rec because I'm doing trivia in
is
a couple
it
weeks
up in your dreams?
It is showing up in my dreams.
How so?
I'm Andy.
You know, my sister used to tell me before Chris Pratt lost all that weight and became super buff that I kind of looked like him.
I do kind of look like him.
We both do. I mean, yeah. we get confused for each other all the time anyway.
Which is weird.
The only thing that really besides, like, our height difference is probably my baldness.
Yeah, you don't have hair. I have an abundance of hair.
Cherish it.
Yeah.
It'll try to leave you. And when it does, it's not fun. I also noticed this. This is like one thing that I've tested again and again and again. So, I like Papa John's Pizza, even though their owner just came out and said some racist things, got fired from his job on the board.
And now it's trying to sue for something. And
I don't know what they're going to rename the pizza, because, I mean, it's Papa John's Pizza. How are they going to operate? But at the same time,
they're not going to rename. He just doesn't have any
whatever. But I've always noticed that it's my preferred fast food pizza. I don't really care for Pizza Hut or Domino's. Like, I'll eat it at parties, but if I'm ordering for myself, I'll always go Papa John's.
Really?
And I've noticed specifically that when I eat Papa John's pizza, I will dream more vividly that night than any other nights of the week.
It's all the chemicals that are in it?
I don't know. So that's the thing. So I thought at the beginning, is it the sauce? Is it the cheese? What is it? So I've done this over a few years' time. I've tried the different sauces. I've tried the different toppings. And I've tried different combinations of the two. What I find, I don't know what it is about their pepperoni, but it's specifically pepperoni that triggers more vivid dreams, personally. Now, these aren't nightmares or good dreams. They're just more vivid. They stick with me more than, say, an average dream would.
Awesome.
So,
but from Papa John's?
But specifically from Papa John's. Nowhere. And that's the thing. So I thought, as a good experimenter should, I had to use Papa John's pizza, and I had to use another control pizza. So I ordered two pizzas once when I was here. Now, these are both smaller pizzas. I'm not a fucking behemoth eating two large pizzas.
Don't lie.
No. These were small pizzas. These were like personal pan pizza size. So, also, I can't give enough praise to Papa John's thin crust pizza. It's actually really good, very filling, and lower in calories if you're looking for something like, well, lower in carbs. So it's filling. It tastes good. That's usually what I go for, is their thin crust. So I'm doing a normal small pizza from Papa John's and a normal small pizza from Pizza Hut. So one, I take the, and I both did pepperoni with both of them. Just pepperoni, only by itself. And I noticed that it's only Papa John's that's doing it for me. Now, I haven't tested that against Domino's pizza, but there's something in Papa John's pepperoni that makes me dream vividly. I'm also not sure if it's the pepperoni interacting with the red sauce, because if I get pepperoni on barbecue sauce, which sounds weird, but it's actually quite good, nothing happens. I think it's the interaction between the two. And it's not the red sauce, because I've had just cheese pizza, and it doesn't give me vivid dreams. It's just pepperoni with red sauce.
Huh.
Yeah, this is how bored I am. This, like, when I have free time, which is great, this is the kind of thing that I fill it with.
Well, welcome to Kind of Epic Show, guys. I'm David West.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
10-minute intro about Kurt's dreams. All right. So, we touched on it a little bit last week, but Comic-Con was last week. And now, we have even more trailers to talk about. Last week, we just kind of had the day one stuff.
The teaser trailers.
So
we've got the legit.
Trailers now. We saw the One Teen Titans, one. Yeah.
Nope. Hello, advertisement.
That's why I wish we had a sponsor by Wix.com, an official website builder online.
I actually have my own Wix.
Yeah. Who do we go through?
I have my own. I had to do it as a project when I graduated college. Like, you have to make your own, like, resume style web page.
Yeah. So
that you could just be like, oh, look me up on my webpage. And I'm like, that's dumb. That's really, really dumb, especially for the job that I had. Because the thing is I had already been hired by the time I was taking this class.
Yeah.
It was literally just, okay, we'll see you at training. This was for the cruise ship job. And I was just like, literally, these last 3 weeks of school do not matter. These last 3 weeks of school didn't matter, because I had a job right out of college that I thought I was going to do for like 2 to 3 years.
We have a Weebly page. I wish we had a sponsorship by Weebly.
But as I naively thought, then I got into the job, and I was like, wow, this is not nearly as good. But I stuck with it for a year, and I'm actually coming up for I've already passed a year with Sun King, and I'm currently about to pass a year with IKEA.
You knew we had a page, right? Like, we have our own website. This is, like, legit.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Just letting you know, you can post on here.
That's the thing. I don't post to social media much. I kind of just lurk.
This isn't social media.
What?
This isn't social media. This is our actual page. If you want to, like, write a review of something, I'll post it. Just send it to me. No, seriously.
It's going to be like a sentence review.
That's fine.
I saw the Meg. It was fucking awful.
I can't wait to kind of see that.
I will say that the marketing for it, like the posters, are really actually quite cool.
Right.
But I know it's going to be a piece of shit.
Eh, probably.
Although, the main guy, one of the main actors in the movie, is Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, that's why I want to see it. That's really why I want to see it.
Well, he had his own, like, star role in that Rock Band movie a while ago.
Yeah, and also in James Gunn's Super, which we can talk about Gunn. We didn't really talk about that.
Oh, yeah, about how he got fired, and then there's a petition to get hired.
Over 300,000 signatures at the moment. That's incredible.
You see, I don't understand the reason why that's a significant number. Because, I mean, the thing is, it's not like a petition to the government where you have to reach a certain quota by a certain time to get a certain law changed.
Yeah.
This is an opinion.
Yes.
So, like, when we would sign stuff to get things passed in the law, which nobody really has enough care to make a, pass a law or something like that in reality, but we have passion to do it for opinion things, rehire X or make X... I remember I signed a petition about a few years ago for Metalocalypse to get a finale, which is never going to happen. But I think we reached about 200,000 signatures and nothing came of it. I hope something comes of this, because he's been making... I mean, both of the Guardians movies were fun. But I mean, yes, he made some shock, humor, racist tweets, and the thing is even though Disney owns everything and they could literally say whatever they wanted to and people would still buy their products, I don't see why they're so touchy about their PR.
Yeah, and they're over a decade old.
And not just that, I mean, the racist history of Disney.
Yeah, fair enough.
Why are they so sensitive about it now? They own everything. They could literally say anything. They could make ESPN nothing but nationalist Nazi channel, and nobody would bat an eye, because they can.
I'm sure that might actually get some people, like, questioning them.
Yeah, it would. But, I mean, the thing is they're so monopolistic in function that it's not surprising. Like, it surprises me that they care about their PR, because literally they could have a mash. They could have Mickey Mouse with a fully automatic machine gun come out and mow down people at Disney World, and people still wouldn't. Like, they would still buy their products.
Yeah, definitely. I did pull it up. It's currently sitting at 335,000 signatures.
So, I mean,
I don't know what this would even accomplish, but
I also like to look at things like this on a statistical level.
Yeah.
So, let's say Fishers, where we live,
mm-hmm.
is about 30 to 40,000 people.
Yeah.
So, we've got the population of Fishers and then some. So I would say about combined between us and Carmel, that's how many people have signed it. And you got to think of the bigger picture in America, where we are about a country of 400 million to about 500 million people. So this is an infinitesimal drop in the water when it comes to people.
Well, let's just take that $335,000. And times it by...
Oh, this is dollars. I didn't say
No. Let's times that by $15. That that amount of people times $15 for a movie ticket. You know, that's a good portion. Like, it's only about $5 million, but...
But on the same time,
people speak at the box office, and how many repeat viewers.
How much did Avengers Infinity War make in its first weekend?
Damn near a billion.
A billion.
Yeah.
5 million is, as I said, a drop in the water compared to 1 billion.
For sure.
But I don't know where I'm going with this.
Do you want him back?
I want him back. It's just that I don't see that getting a petition signed will...
I mean, how often does that actually do anything anyway?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How does that really hold sway or anything?
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully they can get him. If not, they do have a wonderful director of Taika Waititi.
That would also be fun. He made Thor Ragnarok really fun.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You know, I'm surprised that Korg and Meek didn't show up in Infinity War. I know we talked about that when we did the Infinity War
Yeah, that's because they're off doing.
It's probably because they were the one half that got didn't get killed.
Yes, there's actually an interesting theory about that with Loki.
So are you going to say he's the young Avenger? Like he's going to get reincarnated?
No. He never. Like the only other time we've seen him use his left hand to attack was when he had the double of himself in Thor: The Dark World. So he's holding out the Tesseract in one hand and goes to stab Thanos with the other hand. But the only time he's used that as his dominant, like, attacking hand was when he was a copy of himself in Thor: The Dark World.
So you think he's a copy?
I think it's an interesting theory, an easy way out.
It would be an easy way out. But, I mean, the thing is every time you see an illusion, his illusion fades. When it gets quote-unquote killed.
And it didn't in Thor: The Dark World. That's how Thor thought he was dead. That's how he thought Loki had died.
True, but at the same time, I mean, okay, it's... We will see.
I know, it probably won't, but it's just an interesting observation that somebody made.
But I am looking forward to Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel's the next movie, right?
Yep.
And then it's the next Infinity War.
Yep.
Or whatever Avengers 4 is called. Avengers 4, The Search for More Money.
Right? All right, so I have a bunch of Comic-Con trailers queued up here. Let's see what's first. All right, first up we talked about the teaser last week, but we have Godzilla. Have you watched this?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Stranger Things lady.
Yep.
Our world is How old is she?
13?
Shit. Just imagine doing her job and having as much money as she does at that age.
Right?
It scares me, because when kids get that famous that early, they kind of tend to be dicks when they become adults. When you become an adult and then get famous, you become a little bit more humble.
You say that famous, but she's only had a TV show and one movie.
But, I mean, I hope she stays humble, because I hate it when actors aren't humble.
So
we've got this image of...
It's like a sunken ancient city, almost.
And you see King What's-His-Face.
Yeah.
Frozen in ice.
Is that who that was? Thomas Middleditch is in this? I didn't even realize that.
Huh. Oh, well, Bryan Cranston isn't anymore, which sucks. Hold on,
that was just a... Okay. From Lady in the Water.
Yeah. I've already said my opinion about that movie.
Ice Cube's kid's in it. Oh, yeah, that's
King...
Okay.
What's his name?
Yeah,
King Ghidorah.
I didn't realize that was ice, and now I see the scaffolding.
So, the thing about this is it's kind of like how Megatron was frozen in ice from the original Transformers.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm really curious to see what her part is. Is she like a psychic like she is in Stranger Things?
No, I doubt it.
Or is she just a bystander? And then there's Mothra.
Is that Mothra?
That's Mothra.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Mothra is kind to humans, not just...
Yeah.
There's Godzilla.
I'm glad they kept the design from the last movie. I thought it looked fine. That's a beautiful shot. Just him... It's all blue, you have Godzilla, and then he's breathing his atomic breath into the air.
There's Mothra spreading its wings.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Now, the thing about Mothra is that I never understood, because... And then there's Rodan coming out
of... Yeah, that's awesome. So, what didn't you understand about Mothra?
Okay, so... Moth biology, those wings are like paper thin.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it could get hit by an atomic blast and survive. But then again, we're also talking about like a model made out of the original... Whatever. Never mind.
And
this is like arguing bombs dropping in space again.
Yes. That shot of Rodan's gorgeous.
I think it's interesting how they're making Rodan's like flaps, his actual power to destroy cities.
It doesn't really give you much of the plot, except that the monsters are...
There's literally DC in ruin.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, not any more ruin than it currently is.
I mean... Who knows? This might be how it looks like now.
You know what? If Godzilla destroys DC, like with the current administration, kind of wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, just thank you, Godzilla, for saving everybody. Thank you so much.
Godzilla 2020.
Now, hell, this might be, if the current administration keeps going the way it is, this might be how Washington looks when the movie comes out.
So. True. I mean, the thing is like, we're going to nuke North Korea. Oh, look, Godzilla appeared. Like, legitimate. A real Godzilla. Huh. He was real. All this time.
So there's some, like, family drama going on. Like, the mom, Firma, I forget her name. It's a weird name. The lady from the Conjuring movies. And Norma Bates on Bates Motel. I don't remember her name.
Okay, so the Bates Motel was a show about, like, the lead up to Psycho.
Yeah.
Did it ever end?
Yeah.
So it ends pretty much at Psycho.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some family drama going on. Don't know what, but the so it shows the Norman
killing his mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've never actually watched it, but I believe it does. Yeah. I've watched like the first two seasons, but then I kind of got tired of it.
I mean, how much buildup can you have to a horror movie from the 50s? Rodan looks awesome. Yeah. King Ghidorah looks awesome.
Right?
Tywin Lannister. Yeah. And it looks like the military's on the side of Godzilla this time.
That's what it looks like. Well, yeah, Godzilla's the one to stop everything. He's the one trying to save the world from the other monsters.
True.
Wonder if we'll get... So, did you see Kong Skull Island?
Yeah, no.
You should. It's on Vudu. You should watch it. Because it coexists in the same universe.
Oh, I watched... Oh, what was the one that I just recently watched? I watched Super Troopers. I rewatched Ready Player One. And then Rampage. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Rampage.
What was the other one I was going to watch? Probably. Yeah. Oh, I was going to watch Isle of Dogs next.
Yeah, I just haven't watched it. I need to. I got it. And I just haven't had time.
It's one of those movies, like, it's kind of like Andy, what's his face? So it's kind of like odd. So
Wes Anderson. Whatever. I love Wes Anderson.
His movies are kind of odd. So, I mean, the thing is it's not one of those movies where I want to sit down, like watch consecutively. It's one of those things that would want to split up.
Oh, no. You definitely should watch it in one go. You pick up more.
It has the same thing as, because I never saw Labyrinth all the way through as a child.
Okay.
So I watched it as an adult, and I'm like, I can't take more than 20 minutes of this at a time.
Why?
It was so bizarre. I felt like I was high even though I was sober.
Have you watched Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah, I liked that. But I was also a kid when it came out, so.
You were a kid when that came out?
14, 15.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I feel like I was about that age.
Okay.
Because that was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I guess so,
yeah.
What's the next trailer?
Next one.
Something to do with space.
Orville Season 2. I'll skip it. I haven't watched Season 1 of Orville. I hear great things.
Is this the Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah. I want to. I hear it's like the best Star Trek show on TV when there's another Star Trek show on TV, so.
I don't know. The production value for the new Star Trek looks amazing.
I watched the first
except for three episodes. The Klingons look weird as fuck.
I watched the first three episodes and then I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pay for this. It was good, but I was just like, it wasn't drawing me in. All right, next, I don't know what we have. You've run from foster homes. Oh, Shazam. This looks so much fun. When you're 18, give these people a chance.
Because that's what they're giving you. How old is Billy Batson?
I'd say Billy's probably 14, 15.
Mm.
Especially in this. He doesn't look like he'd be any younger than that.
This is Billy Batson. Thanks for your maintenance going home.
Kid's wearing an Aquaman t-shirt.
He gets real Game of Thrones around here. little plaster kit, you've got it all.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
If you could have one superpower, what would you pick?
Batarang.
That would be your superpower?
Yeah, yeah.
If you could choose one superpower, what would it be? Batarang.
I just like
the ability to turn myself into a batarang.
The reference is here when he opens up the drawer and you have all the Superman newspapers. You can see the events of Man of Steel, and it's neat.
Isn't the wizard whose name is Shazam, isn't he supposed to be like Merlin?
I believe that's correct. I think there's some connection to him somewhere.
I feel like Merlin is connected to what's his fucking name? Etrigan.
Yeah. I know that's true.
Merlin is connected to Etrigan, but Merlin
Morgan Le Fay.
Through Morgan Le Fay. And Merlin knows who Shazam is.
Yeah.
You know what comic book that I recently remember seeing that I really want to read? Avengers 10,000 BC.
Yeah, yeah. So the Avengers 10,000 BC are currently showing up in the Avengers comics now. And it's neat.
So they don't have their own standalone?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
No, they're just currently... There's a story arc going on in Avengers currently that ties way back to the Avengers 10,000 BC.
Just Ghost Rider on a 10 mammoth.
10 million BC or whatever it is.
Just Ghost Rider on a fucking...
Mammoth?
Mammoth is badass.
Right.
And the reason I mentioned
that... Odin is Thor. Well, with Mjolnir and...
Mm-hmm.
There's the Black Panther there as well. And
the original Black Panther?
Yeah.
The reason I say that, though, is because I feel like DC did something along those lines as well, where it's Shazam, Merlin, and, like an original Justice League or something.
Yeah.
I think that's so weird how that grown man hits on that teenager. I think that's funny. But, I mean, it's a teenager hitting on a teenager.
Yeah.
What's this?
This
is the Fantastic Beasts.
So what do you think of Shazam?
I think it's going to be fun. It's not going to be serious.
No. I think that's what they need. I think it's a good step.
In the right direction.
Yeah, for the DC Extended Universe.
Even though I will say this. I might reconsider my boycott to see Shazam.
Good. You should still watch Wonder Woman.
Mm-mm.
Wonder Woman is awesome. You should watch Wonder Woman.
Play it.
Okay.
So have you heard the theory that, like, Grindelwald and Dumbledore were, like, lovers or something? I'm scared, Professor
Dumbledore. No, I have not heard that. Everyone, you're scared of something. I know people are upset that they're not touching on Dumbledore's sexuality in it. Young Newt looks exactly like him.
I'm glad that Johnny Depp actually gets a part in this movie, not like he did in the last one.
Which people are pissed about because Johnny Depp's gotten a lot of bad things recently.
What do you mean?
In movies and out of movies. He's...
What do you mean?
An accused wife beater and...
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that.
I also remember reading something about how he's almost out of his fortune.
Yeah.
Like how he spent most of his fortune.
Those look awesome.
That would terrify me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally in everything, and you've already spent all your money from everything.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't understand. Why can't Dumbledore take him on?
Probably because of...
Because Grindelwald is the
position.
One who...
position. I would assume it's more of a, he can't do it because he
as a teacher.
Yes.
But the thing is does Dumbledore at this time control, because I feel like Grindelwald is the guy that he stole the Elder Wand from. So does Dumbledore control the Elder Wand now, or is he going to get control of it in the movie? Because you'll see if you keep playing. I love the design of that dragon.
Yeah. You never met a monster you couldn't love. It's an Asian style dragon.
Yeah, like a Chinese traditional dragon.
I'm glad
right
Ezra
here.
Miller's back.
Like, you'll see this. The Elder Wand.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So Grindelwald does control the Elder Wand. So then Dumbledore has to Expecto Patronum him to get control of his wand.
Are you a ghost? No, I'm alive, but I'm an alchemist and therefore immortal. Oh, Nicolas Flamel.
Flamel, Nicolas Flamel.
Yeah.
He's the guy who helps make the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. It's Nicolas Flamel.
Oh, this! I'm actually really excited for that movie. That looks
Fun. It looks awesome. I'm doing Harry Potter trivia that week that it comes out too. We'll be doing Harry Potter trivia at work.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, Aquaman.
I like her outfit because it doesn't give anything to the imagination.
Nicole Kidman is still gorgeous today. I love this scene.
I think it looks like crap CGI. I'm sorry.
What? Look at that. That looks awesome.
It's so noticeably CGI.
I don't think it looks bad. I don't think the CGI looks bad at all.
It's not that it looks bad. It's just that I know it's CGI. It looks not believable. It's not practical. It doesn't look practical.
I love the look of Mira. Orm looks awesome. Look, people riding fucking seahorse dragon things. People riding sharks. Sign me up.
I'm not sure if it was KW or Nathan who told me. It's like, I just can't get into it because it just looks like a CGI fest. And I agree with him. It just doesn't look practical. There's no practical effects in it, therefore it's not...
It's set underwater! What were you expecting?
I don't know, like, actual, like...
That looks gorgeous, though. It looks so well done.
It looks well done for what it is.
You didn't complain about the CG in Ready Player One, and that whole movie's CG.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. No practical effects. So is this supposed to take place before Justice League or after Justice League?
After Justice League.
Is that... Who plays that redhead?
That is Johnny Depp's ex-wife, Amanda Heard, who he is being accused of beating.
How many wives has he had?
Handful. They just look... It looks gorgeous. Look at Manta. Look at Black Manta.
He looks good.
They went big. They gave me the Black Manta that I want.
Okay, so here's my theory on this movie.
Okay.
It's either going to do really well or it's going to flop really hard. And I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to flop just as hard as Justice League did.
I don't think it will.
Although I will say this. I do like the addition of the Mosasaurus.
Yeah.
Even though it's an extinct animal.
Suspension of disbelief.
That's the problem that I have with most movies these days, even, like, because it's going back to the argument that we've had earlier about the bombs dropping in space.
I can't explain bombs dropping in space, but this is a fantasy world. We're seeing a world that doesn't exist.
World that doesn't exist, but Batman's supposed to be believable.
Yeah.
That's why I have a problem with this. Also, just jumping out of a goddamn plane.
They're superhumans. We'll just land like rock stars.
Mm-hmm. Superhero landing. Your presence is
requested. Yes. Yeah, Disenchanted.
This will be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this quite a bit. Oh my God. I actually haven't watched this. That's David Bowie playing. That looks awesome.
It looks like fun.
Only like 3 weeks away. 2 weeks. It's 30. Like two and a half. 2.5 weeks.
It's going to be fun.
I'm stoked about this.
What is this?
I'm so excited about this.
Oh, this is glass.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but I added Unbreakable to Voodoo.
Oh. You know, I watched the beginning of that. I never got all the way through.
Oh, you need to. You need to watch it and split. Like,
I got all the way through, up to the point where he's asked, like, his boss just came back to him and was like, "Okay, yeah, I get it. You haven't had a sick day. What do you want? A raise?
Yeah. You should watch it. It's a good ending.
So it's
my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie.
And then Split is that there's this person who has tons
24 personalities living inside of him.
But how is he a superhero?
One of them. Because people have... I think the science is actually somewhat real. Sometimes you can do things like play a piano, even though you've never been taught to play a piano, only in one of your personalities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a thing. People can,
so that's his superpower, is being able to play the piano?
No. One of them, it's called the Beast, it physically changes him.
And this is in the movie?
Yeah.
So he, like, Hulks?
Not quite. You have to watch it.
Okay.
You'll get to see part of it in here, but he... McAvoy's performance in Split's just incredible.
I heard.
Bruce Willis is in Split.
So that's supposed to be his beast mode?
Mm.
It is true. Beast mode. That's funny.
Yeah. She's in Split too.
It looks good.
Unbreakable's fantastic. I recently rebought it.
Well, if it's on Vudu, that's probably what I'll do after this.
Yeah, watch it and Split, and they're both fantastic movies.
Okay.
Very different movies, and it's going to be interesting to see how they bring it all together.
Okay. But wasn't Glass like early thousands? Like, no, late 90s.
2000. Unbreakable came out in 2000.
Yeah. Okay. What's this? God, but I'm a hypocrite.
Most nights I pray. I pray for a way out. I don't know what this is. It's from the Sci-Fi Channel.
Is this Legion?
No. Oh, yeah, it's the new Russo Brothers show. Satisfied with your life? What if I told you there's a home for people like you? A school where you'd be surrounded by your peers to master the deadly arts.
That dude had the anime hair. So what is this? The Assassins? Okay, Wong.
Yeah.
I guess Thanos really fucked him up.
Right? Deadly class. That looks awesome.
Eh.
That looks fun.
Looks fun enough. Oh, yeah. Did we already talk about that?
We did. We okay. did, yeah.
So what else?
Oh, man. Oh, so I...
Gen Con's this weekend.
Gen Con is this weekend. But I have gone to the movies. Saw 5 movies last week.
What was it?
Did we talk about Skyscraper?
Oh, God. You mean...
Did we talk about Skyscraper?
Die Hard, but with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Is
Did
that what
it was?
Did
we talk about it?
No. I mean, we've talked about it as a movie.
I kind of feel like we may have touched on it last week.
How was it?
Was
it Die Hard?
It was fun enough. It was... I mean, it's The Rock. He's charming. He's charismatic. He's entertaining to watch. It is different enough from Die Hard. It's more like Towering Inferno more than anything. There's a fire raging in the building.
Okay.
But it was fun. Nothing to write home about. The Equalizer 2.
Okay.
With Denzel. First one's okay. This one was okay. Now, again, nothing to write home about. Saw Unfriended Dark Web. Don't watch it. It's a waste of your time.
So it was bad? Did you walk out of it? Was it
no,
that
I did not walk out of it. I watched it. It just never did anything for me.
Okay.
It just made my head hurt. Because the whole movie's told through computer screens.
Oh, so yeah, that would hurt.
And, I mean, it's a neat concept, but it just doesn't... There's been a couple... This is a sequel. I watched the first one. I thought the first one was all right. But I watched it at home with, you know, other lights on. But it kind of gave me a headache mm-hmm. by the end of it in a theater. Then I saw Mission Impossible.
How was it?
Fucking awesome.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of that franchise anyway. And I thought this one did something neat where it's the first direct sequel. You have to have seen Rogue Nation before watching this one.
Okay.
The bad guy's back, and so's the British MI6 officer. She's back.
Okay.
So I highly recommend if you go to see it, rewatch Rogue Nation.
Okay. I've only seen Mission Impossible 2, and I didn't
really.
Enjoy it.
You saw the worst in the franchise.
Yeah, that's probably why I never watched any other one.
Oh, that's too bad. You don't have a Blu-ray player.
Nope.
Damn. I was going to be like, I'll loan you my box set. Because 3, 4, and 5 are incredible.
And I'll also say this, in all the movies that I've seen him in that aren't Mission Impossible, I've never enjoyed his acting style.
So, J.J. Abrams took over the franchise with 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Robot Productions. He's producing all of them. So he directed 3. Philip Seymour Hoffman's the bad guy in it. He's one of the best on-screen bad guys, in my opinion. He is absolutely incredible in that movie. Ghost Protocol was directed by Brad Bird.
And he's done...
The Iron Giant and Incredibles.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you get... I think the same guy that did Rogue Nation also did the new one, but I'm spacing his name. But they're awesome. I think Rogue Nation's currently sitting at 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, they're good. I mean, if you start watching from 3 forward, you're set. You don't have to watch the first 2 at all.
Okay.
And 3 also included Simon Pegg into the franchise. And Simon Pegg's great.
He is.
And then the last one I saw was Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Fucking incredible. I laughed so hard in that movie. I can't stand the TV show. I can't. But that was fucking incredible. I had so much fun. And there's jokes for everybody in that. So the entire plot of the movie is them trying to get a Teen Titans movie made. That's how you know that you become a big time superhero, is if you get a movie made about yourself. And like, they visit the Warner Brothers backlot after trying to sneak on and everything. They finally do, and Starfire looks over at the Warner Brothers water tower. She's like, "Oh, the Animaniacs live there." And it's just like, kids won't know that. Kids won't get that. It's just like, that's awesome.
And then the ending, as you said earlier, is like, it's a tease to...
Yeah, so the ending, the post-credit scene, you get some static going on, you hear Robin, and it's the same voice cast. So you hear Robin, and then
it's the same voice cast from the original Teen Titans. Yeah.
So you start to see flashes, like the picture is coming to you, and then it finally does, and Robin, it's classic the classic Teen Titans from the original cartoon. And it's Robin saying, "I think I finally found a way back," and then to be continued on Cartoon Network. It was neat.
But the thing that scares me, even if they do adopt the original style, they're still gonna bring in the Teen Titans Go attitude, which,
you know, that was there in the original Teen Titans too.
It was, but it wasn't to the extent of. It wasn't nearly a slapstick.
No, it wasn't. But there was even one episode of Teen Titans Go that actually Robin is having a dream, and it's all the original Teen Titans cartoon.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's really cool. That's really well done. But like I said, I don't like the episodic TV show. It's not episodic. I don't know why I said episodic, but. I don't like the TV show at all.
I didn't like it from the time that they showed the animation style. I thought that... I know the anime... I have a friend who is a cartoonist, and he does a lot of things animation-wise. And the thing is the anime style of the original one is more difficult and more time-consuming, but has better payoff than the simplistic 2D version they made.
Teen Titans Go isn't free, like... The TV show isn't for you. The original one was for you. It's a different audience. It's not made for us. It's made for our children.
That scares me. That scares me. Because the thing is there's always this argument that society is always dumbing down further and further and further. And this, I feel like... Like, when Adventure Time came out, it was like... That kind of style was brand new, and Adventure Time is a fun show, but then
can't stand it.
But then everything copied it. Mm. Everything copied it, and like Thundercats is coming out with the same style. The same style is coming out in Teen Titans Go. It just feels like a cartoon.
You brought up Thundercats. Cartoon Network did a revamp of Thundercats maybe 10 years ago. That was awesome. Badass, kind of darker.
I think I remember this.
More grown up, and no one fucking watched it. So, okay, no, they tried going adult with it on Cartoon Network. No one watched it, so it makes sense that they'll try going to the other side of the spectrum.
They're trying to. It just seems like a big Adventure Time circle jerk.
I don't know. But you should be hopeful that they're. Giving us more of the original Teen Titans, which also have Young Justice on. They did Young Justice for 2 years,
which was a great show. I loved
it. But no one watched it. That's why they decided to do Teen Titans Go. Teen Titans Go basically canceled Young Justice. They're like, oh, people are watching Teen Titans Go, but they're not watching
Young Justice. Well, that's because Teen Titans Go is literally all they have on every day, all day of fucking Cartoon Network. it's not the argument of people watching it. It's literally, it's the only thing offered to watch.
It was, so of course, it wasn't the case when it first started. Now that's in reruns, especially during the day.
I just feel like your argument in that sense is moot. Because the thing is if you only offer one show to watch, of course now, people are going to fucking watch
it. Now, but that's no different from when we were little. And they would have...
No, when we were little...
Rugrats would be on all fucking day on Nickelodeon.
When we were little, they would do two episodes, they do an hour, and then they do an hour of something else, and then they do an hour of something else, and then an hour of something
else. They do that with Teen Titans. Cartoon Network does hour-long blocks, but it feels like longer because they're 15-minute episodes. So you get 4 episodes in an hour instead of 2.
I'd much rather get 15-minute episodes of Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken was fun when I was a kid.
Now, again, not a show for children. You're talking about a show that isn't for
us. I don't know. I'd like to argue that, because I thought that Robot Chicken was really funny as like a teenager, and now that I'm an adult, I was like, this show's
It's for teenagers, but not children. Teen Titans Go is for the 5 to 10-year-olds.
Okay. A valid. That's valid.
Hell, it's funny. It's for boys. The DC Superhero Girls, I think, is actually way more entertaining, and it's for the same age range for girls. And I think it's the better of the two shows.
Okay.
It's funny. They take it a bit more seriously. It's just like, girls can have the more serious shows, and the boys get the dumb shit.
Well, I mean, then there's the argument of the battle of the sexes. I mean, one of the strange things that I always that really still surprised me is, you go to any university campus today, two thirds women, 1/3 men. It still surprised me to this day.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's that argument to be made. Well, maybe women are better at getting educated, or women are just smarter than men. Which I can agree, but the thing is when you graduate with a degree that you don't use, like I did.
Yeah, same here.
Then it's kind of like a moot point. Like, and then there's more specialized fields. Like, women will go into like general studies or women's study. And I really don't want to hate on anybody, but I mean, degrees that are useful usually go to like mathematicians, engineers, and you usually don't see very many women in those fields. Except for nursing. Nursing is massive for women, which is a scientific field, which is definitely needed.
Yeah.
And then they also go to be on doctors, but you don't usually see very many women in engineering or women in mathematics.
Huh. Yeah, you're not wrong.
But I mean, at the same time, to be a nurse or to be a doctor, which a lot of women go into, you still need a good understanding of both of those things.
Hmm. Not wrong. So, coming out this week, we have a handful of things that I know I'm going to get dragged.
Oh, shit. I need to watch the next episode of My Hero Academia.
Yeah. So, talk about that. I've gotten you caught up.
Well, oh, yeah.
I've gotten you
caught up to... Well, I think we talked about this at the last episode.
Did we? I think we touched on it.
I was in the middle of it. Now that I'm fully caught up. Yeah. My Hero Academia. It's fun. Watch it.
You see why I own so much stuff now? Like, mm-hmm. I'm wearing an All Might shirt.
Yeah.
That I got from Ripped Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Done up as the Spider-Man issue 50 cover.
Yeah.
So coming out this week, I'm going to go see Christopher Robin.
Oh, the Disney movie.
Disney movie with Winnie the Pooh.
With Ian McGregor. I still love that fucking meme that they have. He's like... Pooh, General Kenobi. Hello there. You've seen that meme,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have.
I love that fucking meme.
There's one coming out this week that I might just see because of my AMC A-list. The Darkest Minds.
Okay.
It's basically looks like the X-Men, but not the X-Men. They look like mutants with special powers, and they're all kids. I might go see it. It's from the creators of Stranger Things and Arrival.
Oh, yeah. Those were good movies.
So, we'll see. And then The Spy Who Dunked Me also opens this week, which I think that just looks fun.
It looks fun, but it's not something I would pay to see.
Oh, I've got a wife, so I'll take her.
Okay, that makes sense. As a date movie, yeah, that'll be a fun date movie. But yeah. Being a bachelor, living by myself, it's not something I would pay money to see.
For sure. Yeah, so I'll let you know how those are.
Okay.
And that puts us right at an hour, Kurt.
Hour and 45 seconds.
Oh, it's a minute. Hour and a minute.
Nice.
And a minute.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
Wait, you just get right to it, huh?
Well, I mean, what else can we talk about?
I don't know. Life.
Liberty truth, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah. Gen Con's this week.
I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. Check out our Instagram. I'm doing my first ever cosplay.
And if I can find a picture of it, you'll get to see my cosplay that I didn't.
That's not cosplay. That is not cosplay. That was an abomination.
Okay, so this week at my Swedish furniture job, I'm fairly sure I already said the name of the place I work at earlier in this episode. We had our 75th anniversary as a company, and they had a contest. They had a competition where you got to dress as the decade you were born in. So being one of like the two 90s kids, because everybody is fucking ancient at the place I work, I came dressed in a one-piece red Power Ranger outfit. That David had to help me zip up.
You need to get your back waxed, son.
Is it really that bad? I can't see my back, so I wouldn't know. Ow, that would be painful.
I think mine's worse.
I did realize this, that when I came home and I tried to unzip myself, took me like 20 minutes because I had to get like a hanger and just like push it down. I was getting so frustrated that I almost pretty much just hulked and ripped it off.
It probably would have been for the best.
Nope.
How do you wash that?
Just throw in the dish. Not the dish.
Dishwasher? You throw it in, you wash. You wash your clothes on the dishwasher?
You just throw it in the clothes, the washer, washing machine.
No, we all heard you say dishwasher. You wash your clothes in your dishwasher.
No, I go back to my parents' house because this actually costs me money to run. My parents' one doesn't.
This dishwasher costs you money?
Yeah, it costs me money to run the water.
The dishwasher.
Yeah, the dishwasher.
Just get a board. Do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, over my sink. Great idea.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it might make... It'd give me more time to listen to my audiobooks. No. So yeah, that's my story for the week.
Yeah. So yeah, check out our Instagram for updates on my costume. It's coming along.
It looks great.
I put everything I had together yesterday, that I had done yesterday together, and it looks pretty solid. Turns like for a first so time for, ever cosplay.
So for the like good. The cape and stuff, are you just gonna go to a Michaels or a fabric store and just buy?
This is a no-no in the cosplay community, but I bought the cloak.
Ah, okay.
Just due to time restrictions.
Yeah.
But I just got a piece of fabric that I'm wearing as like the tunic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to start looking for my Halloween costume.
I just made mine, so.
I just saw something today, like, it's 100 days away is Halloween. And I was talking to my coworkers, like, oh, what are you going to dress?
100. That was posted on the 23rd, so it's, like, 93 days.
I was like, oh, what are you going to be for Halloween this year? He's like, oh, I was thinking of going a Viking again, but this time with historical accurate, like, I'm looking into a Swedish company that makes historically accurate stuff.
Oh.
But it would cost me a lot of money.
Yeah?
Well, what would cost, not the tunic, not the pants, not the shoes is what not doesn't cost much. Like, that would be, like, a $200 charge. It's the chainmail that would be expensive.
True.
So I'm debating, do I want to go for the light armor, or do I want to just go for getting chainmail and then the outfit?
See, I really wish that, like, I might, this will be a costume that I adapt. I'm going to keep it and keep working on it and keep tweaking it after Gen Con for, I probably won't go to another convention for a while. It probably won't be until the spring, but...
It'll make a great outfit for Halloween, though.
Oh, yeah. Just keep tweaking and adapting.
Are we closed on Halloween? No, I can't remember.
We are open on Halloween.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can't wear costumes. Well, I might try to change that. Now that I'm in a position to try to convince people to change, I would love to wear costumes.
I would, like, but you close early, right?
No, not on Halloween.
Really? You close at the normal time?
Yeah.
That's dumb. What day of the week does it fall on this year?
Let's see. Let's find out. I'm going to shoot for Wednesday.
You were right. It's Wednesday.
Bam.
So, I mean, we'd still close early-ish, but past the time of trick-or-treating.
Kicker treating?
Shut up. I've already had one Freudian slip with the fucking dishwasher.
So you were more of the tricks Than the treating, huh?
No. Last Halloween...
We're fat kids. Of course it was the treats.
It was the treats. But last Halloween, I had a really good time where I got like a six-pack of beer, and I just sat out on my parents' patio and just drank. Hardly any trick-or-treaters, but I got fucking blitzed.
It was yeah, great. Nice.
What was I dressed as? I think I was still I was in my Viking outfit, so I just got really fucking blitzed sitting on the patio. Oh, I had a great time.
Nice.
But this year, I'm probably going to try to do a bar crawl. I mean, there's a really good bar right across the street from me that I probably wouldn't mind going to.
Ale Emporium?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so if you guys, this is going to get posted today. It's Monday, the July 30th. It will be posted today. I will be at Gen Con this weekend, so look for Dr. Doom on Saturday. I'm only going 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. So hit me up, tweet at me, find me.
And if you find me at my furniture store, please don't bother me.
He works at a Swedish furniture store.
I already said the name earlier in the episode. I guarantee you.
Ooh, excuse me.
I guarantee you. You're probably going to have to bleep it out.
I don't.
Never mind. If you find me, don't bug me.
He works in kitchens.
Don't bug me. I actually ran into Jim the other day in kitchens.
Yeah?
Yesterday, he was just walking through looking for a sofa, and I'm like, you're in the completely wrong area.
Yeah.
Would you like to buy some cabinets?
Yeah. Yeah? Did you help him out? Did you get a sale? Do you get commission?
I don't actually make commission, no.
No, that sucks.
God damn it, these fucking telemarketers.
Answer it.
No.
All right. Well, yeah, come find me. Tweet at me. At @DavidWest_KOES or on the podcast at Kind of Epic Show.
I'm Chris Steiner.
David West.
Have a good one, guys.